Earth and Sky.
There's a tremendous amount of biomass out there in the world that's going untapped. This huge renewable energy resource.
That's Bruce Rittman with the Biodesign Institute at Arizona State University. He and his colleagues are working on using bacteria to produce energy from the organic waste materials all around us.
Now we can get electrons out of organic material, put those electrons into the anode of a fuel cell, and then the rest of the fuel cell works. So we get combustionless, pollution-free electricity.
Rittman said that as this technology develops, microbial fuel cells could tap into a vast source of renewable energy.
There's a very large amount of biomass out there. If you look at it worldwide, if we could collect all the residual biomass, waste materials, unused agricultural materials, things like that, capture them and convert them to electricity this way, we could meet something like 25% of the world's current energy demand.
He said microbial fuel cells are in an early stage of development, but these scientists believe this technology will one day help decrease our dependence on fossil fuels.
So if we can get microbial fuel cells to work, we can generate our society's most widely valuable energy source, electricity, from renewable sources and without pollution. So it's really the ideal way to go.
I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.